In mid-November, Mayor Bill Peduto asked the Wolf administration to remove the city of Pittsburgh from financially distressed status under State Act 47. This week, one of the state oversight bodies, the Intergovernmental Cooperation Authority, voted to ask the legislature to dissolve the ICA, saying the city is now on, quote, firm financial footing. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Mayor Peduto.
Mr. Mayor, the ICA's vote makes that departure from Act 47 appear to be imminent. Is it?
Well, we're hoping to have an answer during this month. And I think that what the governor will be looking for is not that we are able to operate on an annual basis, but that we have a structure in place that will be able to assure financial stability for the city of Pittsburgh for at least the next 10 years.
The ICA is not officially part of the Act 47 process. It was created by Republican legislation to give the Republicans some oversight rather than just a Democratic administration. So was ICA necessary?
Well, it had a very necessary purpose under the state legislature, and that is that any city that is under Act 47 has the ability to enact a commuter tax. Suburbanites who live in the city of Pittsburgh would be required to pay taxes to the city of Pittsburgh based upon their wages. By creating ICA, the suburban legislators were able to put a stop measure in between that, and any budget that would have included a commuter tax would have been rejected.
So what did they do that the Act 47 appointed managers to the city did not do?
Their job was to make sure we did not deviate from the Act 47 plan in any given year. When looking at things like public safety, pension, debt, ICA was able to hire consultants to work on some issues that would basically be considered nonpartisan in ways to be able to get some change. The ICA also had some shining moments where they were able to provide some really good information to the city.
Pension fund has been troubling for years for the city. I believe it was the ICA interim executive director that noted that starting next year, it will be bringing in more money than it actually pays out to retirees. On the other hand, ICA board member Michael Danovitz voted against the resolution to dissolve, saying it's only been 1 year of sort of getting the pension house in order. He wants to see more. Does Mr. Danovitz have a point?
On the revenue side of it, yes, we're putting more into the fund. We're going to be putting even more in the upcoming years, and the market's doing well, so the pension fund's doing well. On the other side, we still need reform within pension, but what Mr. Danovitz is missing is that can't be done by the ICA. That can't be done by city council. I can't even do it because the laws that govern municipal pension fund are based in Harrisburg. So we have combined with Democratic and Republican mayors from all over the state. We have proposed legislation that will put reforms in the way that pension funds will be delivered in the future. We will guarantee to all workers that what they were promised when they started their job, they will receive. But as we look at the workforce to the future, we realize that we're not going to be in this situation of being able to put more and more government money in. We're not going to have markets like we have today, in that if we continue and even make conservative estimates, we will bankrupt the system.
So what do you see that would cause you to be optimistic that the city won't slip back into some of the practices that got it into financial oversight?
Part of the problem that we had was we would borrow for 20 years to pay bills for the next year. So back in 2002, we were facing a $90 million structural deficit. I mean, it's every year we were $90 million short of being able to pay our bills, and our budget was only $400 million. We now are in a position where we live within our means, where we are able not only to pay the bills, but be able to use the money that ends up in the surplus as part of our capital budget so we don't have to borrow as much in the future.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.